Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series brought to you by My Cost Segregation. Today we cover the PATH Act of 2015. Its full name is the Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes Act of 2015. Congress signed it on December 18, 2015. It did two important things for cost segregation. It gave businesses a clear bonus depreciation schedule for the first time in years, and it introduced a new category called Qualified Improvement Property. Let me start with the planning certainty piece, because that mattered a lot at the time. By 2015, bonus depreciation had been extended many times, often at the last minute. Business owners would place property in service not knowing what their bonus rate would be. Then Congress would pass a retroactive extension in December or January, and the rate would be confirmed after the fact. That made planning hard. You could not count on the bonus when you were making investment decisions. The PATH Act changed that. It extended 50% bonus depreciation through 2017, and then it set a published phase-down schedule. The rate would drop to 40% in 2019, then 30% in 2019. For the first time, businesses had a roadmap. If you were placing property in service in 2016, the rate is 50%, 2017 still 50%, 2018 it drops to 40%, 2019 30%. After that, gone. Plan accordingly. That kind of certainty changed how businesses timed their capital investments, and it made cost segregation studies easier to model. You could tell the client exactly what their first year bonus deduction would be based on when they placed the property in service, without having to say it depends on what Congress does next. Now let us talk about qualified improvement property. Before the PATH Act, the bonus depreciation rules covered new property and certain improvements, but the category of improvements was defined in ways that excluded a lot of interior renovation work. If you bought an existing commercial building and renovated the inside, a lot of that work might not qualify for bonus. The PATH Act introduced qualified improvement property as a new category eligible for bonus depreciation. Qualified improvement property covers improvements made to the interior of a non-residential building that has already been placed in service. Think tenant improvements, interior renovations, updates to commercial spaces after the original construction. This opened up bonus depreciation to a much larger group of renovation projects. If you owned a commercial building and spent money improving the interior, that work could now qualify for bonus under Section 168K. Note, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 had a drafting error that accidentally removed qualified improvement property from the bonus eligible list. The CARES Act in 2020 fixed that error, so the category has had some turbulence. It started here in the 2015 PATH Act. For cost segregation studies, both of these changes matter. The clear phase-down schedule meant studies could produce precise year-by-year projections without guessing at congressional action. The qualified improvement property category expanded the universe of projects where a study could generate meaningful deductions, especially for property owners who were renovating rather than building new. If your property was placed in service in 2016 or 2017, the PATH Act's 50% rate applies. If you did interior improvements to a non-residential building after it was placed in service, those may qualify as qualified improvement property, which connects to the bonus framework the PATH Act helped establish. That is the PATH Act of 2015. It gave businesses a predictable bonus schedule through 2019, introduced qualified improvement property as a new category for bonus eligible improvements, and set the stage for everything that followed in the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how the PATH Act applies to your properties placed in service here, check the authority library included in your study.